This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the shaitan hears the adhan, he runs away. Khanas. He steps back when he hears the adhan. Well, adhan is dhikrullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith al-sahih, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, he says, إِذَا نُودِيَ بِالصَّلَاةِ أَدْبَرَ الشَّيْطَانُ وَلَهُ ضُرَاتِ. When the call for the adhan is made, a shaitan runs away while passing gas. You know what that means? While passing gas. Now, we cannot see him and obviously we cannot hear him. Why does he do that? Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he explains why he does that. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith that nothing that hears the call of the mu'adhin, nothing that hears the adhan, whether ins from the human beings or the jinn, except that they will testify for him on the day of judgment, a good testimony. For shaitan, when he hears the adhan, he runs away while passing gas, which is going to make sound, and as a result, he's not going to hear the adhan. Why? He doesn't want to hear the adhan. Because if he hears it, he might have to stand and make a good testimony for the person who made the adhan. Which shaitan doesn't want to be put in a position where he's going to speak highly and make a good testimony for a believer. So he makes sound and he runs away. Right? This is what Ibn Rajab rahimahullah explained. So he runs away. When the adhan ends, he comes back. Right? Then when the iqama is made, he runs away again. Then when the salat begins, he comes back. And he begins to give waswasa to the person, saying to him, you did this and you did that. It reminds him of this. It distracts him until the person forgets how much has he prayed, 3 rak'at or 4 rak'at. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if that happens, then make sajdat as-sahu at the end of the prayer. And that would basically rectify that issue. فَإِذَنْ, what do we learn from this hadith? That dhikrullah was what made the shaitan retreat. Dhikr stopped, he came back. He disappeared and he appeared with dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's exactly what the word Al-Khannas is teaching.